It's time for high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Kansaland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Kansaland Radio.
It is officially the second half of the high school football regular season as it kicks off tonight, week number 5, in a warm late September evening from Sabetha, home of the Blue Jays, number 2 ranked in Class 2A. They welcome in Riley County for a Class 2A District 4 showdown. Again, good evening from Sabetha. I'm Brandon Tabman alongside Logan Bitterman with the Sabetha Channel at MSCSports.net. Mike behind the camera, Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer. We got a good one between the Blue Jays and the Falcons. Blue Jays 4-0 after their win last week at Minneapolis, making a lengthy road trip, 28-6, that victory for Sabetha Riley County. They are now 2-2 after their win, comeback fashion over Royal Valley last week, down a touchdown at the half, able to get the win over the Panthers, 20-13. Coming up here in our pregame coverage, you'll hear a brief conversation with Sabetha head football coach, that is Garrett Michael. Little insight on tonight's ball game, and of course, our coverage here on KNZA is brought to you by Rainbow Communications. You can find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Getting a full crew tonight. I'm Brandon. We got Colin, Mike, and Logan, all part of the crew. Coming up next, you'll hear my conversation with Sabetha football coach, that is Garrett Michael. About 10 minutes away until kickoff. Thanks for listening, and we're ready for some football. We're back after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Pre-game coverage continues here for our high school game of the week here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM, also on the Sabetha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. I'm Brandon Tabman, Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Garrett Michael joining us here for a couple of minutes. Coach, you get a Riley County team tonight in district play. What do you expect from this team?
The same thing you always get. They're well coached, and they have really good athletes all over the field, and they just run their stuff, and they don't try to, it's not a fancy offense. It's not glitz and glamour. It's just, hey, we're going to take what the defense gives us, and we're going to do it well, whether that's the passing game or the run game. They run a lot of different formations, so it's just a lot of different things that they put in your head, move guys around. They just do a fantastic job of just trying to keep you off balance, and playing them last year a couple times really helps. But you're right, you hit it right on the head. They play a hard schedule, and seems like to me their first three games nobody is a cakewalk. And so when you're in the Mideast League and you do that, then that's going to prepare you for the playoffs and district play, and boy, are they well prepared.
Yeah, usually it's the combination in no particular order, Silver Lake, Rossville, you know, Rock Creek also mixed in there. So, yeah, they always are playing, you know, really good competition that gets them prepared, certainly for the latter portion of the season. They had about 275 yards of offense in that win last week. They rallied after being down a touchdown at halftime to get that win over Royal Valley despite having three turnovers. But when you talk about what they do offensively, do they have good balance? Do you expect a good mix of run and pass for what you're going to kind of prepare for your defense?
Yeah, I expect 50-50. And if they get something that they like, then they're going to stay with it. So if the run game's working, I've seen them just run the football. And if their pass game's working, I've seen them be able to just pass it. And that's unique in high school football when you can do either or and do either or well. And I just hope that, you know, we read our keys, and I hope we're disciplined, and I hope we gang tackle. And if we don't, you know, it can be for a long night. And if we do and we take care of the turnovers and time of possession, then we'll give ourselves a chance to win at the end.
Sabetha looking to stay undefeated, trying to improve to 5-0 tonight as they host the Riley County Falcons. That's Garrett Michael joining us here for a couple of minutes. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Protect your family from the flu by getting yourself vaccinated. A flu vaccine reduces your risk of illness, hospitalization, or even death, and can prevent you from spreading the virus to your loved ones. Sabetha Community Hospital is offering walk-in flu shot clinics each Wednesday in October from 1 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. in the main lobby of the hospital. Regular and high-dose vaccine will be available. We are committed to care at Sabetha Community Hospital.
What they say? Get what you pay for. But honey, you don't have to sacrifice quality to get a good deal on tires. Give Matt and Terry down at Wilson Tire a call. With a popular loyalty program, over 200 brands to choose from, and several forms of financing, they're sure to get you back on the road faster than a tumbleweed in a tornado. So when selection and service matter to you, call Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473. Or check them out on that there internet online at wilsontireks.com.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha, we make it happen.
For 41 years, Floyd's Truck Repair has handled all semi-truck and trailer repairs and on-road services. With a dedicated and experienced team of employees, Floyd's Truck Repair is looking for its next local owner to take over the business. Call or stop by Floyd's Truck Repair, Old Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
The answer is yes. SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Just minutes away from the opening kick here in Sabetha. Number two ranked Sabetha, the Blue Jays, at home tonight. Homecoming evening festivities already completed in that regard, getting set for a Class 2A District 4 showdown against Riley County, who play out of the Mideast League. Again, full crew tonight. I'm Brandon Tam and Logan Bitterman with the Sabetha Channel. We got Mike and Colin back in studio. Thanks again for hanging with us. Our broadcast brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Well, Logan, this is a Sabetha team that has certainly looked the part here through the first month of the season. Great rushing attack, great scoring defense. That was the same recipe a year ago. It's carried over 4-0 and really haven't been tested a whole lot through the first 4 weeks. And, you know, it's kind of a collision course on the way with Nemaha Central down the road, but you can never look ahead. But Riley County is always kind of a sneaky team that always plays a good schedule. And, you know, talking with Garrett Michael earlier this week, he definitely called that aspect of it, you know, a very sneaky team. And, you know, Sabetha ready to be on their A game tonight to begin the second half.
Yeah, Brandon, you kind of hit it on the nail. Sabetha's kind of got to be prepared for this Riley County team, obviously. But you look at Riley County, they come into this one 2-2, and Sabetha's undefeated. So, Sabetha, obviously, you want to look ahead towards that Nemaha Central game, but you got to start with this one. here in district play tonight. Obviously, they got their first one last week against Minneapolis and won it 28-6. But you look at some of the games Sabetha's had, the one that kind of stands out, we were at it, was the Jeff West game. You saw what Jeff West did in the first half. They came Sabetha scared. Jeff West was actually ahead by 1 point in that game. And what was it? Same thing that Perry did. You were at the game, Brandon. Perry, Jeff West did the same thing. If they ran the ball, it was to the outside, or they threw it. They were able to move the ball. Raleigh County, they love to throw the football. Expect to see it more than Jeff West did. So if you're Sabetha, you got to have your defense ready to play right out of the gate. And if you're Raleigh County, you got to get ahead in this one as far as your offense. You can't start behind the chains. That's one thing we've noticed with teams against Sabetha. If you start behind the chains, you're done. Sabetha's just going to run away with it. You've got to start hot out of the gate.
Yeah, and Sabetha, certainly one of the best scoring defenses in the classification. Sabetha has won the toss. The captains are at midfield. They have deferred to the second half, which means Raleigh County and their road white uniforms will get the first possession here in this ball game. Again, Raleigh County, they have struggled a little bit to find the end zone, just 19.5 points per game for the Falcons. They have losses to Silver Lake and Rossville, but they also have wins this season. Rock Creek and Silver Lake, the two losses. They have beaten Rossville, and last week again coming from behind and knocking off Royal Valley in what was a non-district game there. Of course, the home all dark blue uniforms for the Blue Jays, who are number two in Class 2A, still sitting behind the Big 7 league rival in Nemaha Central. These are the top two teams in the district standings. This will be the Falcons' first district game. And you have Minneapolis and Horton, who both got beat last week, sitting in those bottom two spots. In our game tonight, presented by Rainbow Communications, you can find them online at rainbowtel.net. They provide the most reliable internet service right here in northeast Kansas. Sun behind the trees, up here in the box, beautiful evening. It certainly was a warm afternoon, but it is a beautiful night for week five of high school football, the final Friday night in the month of September. We'll flip the calendar next month to October as, again, week five, officially the second half on the high school football regular season, getting going here tonight. It'll be Nate Middle, the senior, getting set to kick off. Middle of the field at the 40-yard line for Sabetha. They will kick off from right to left, so the Falcons will move here in the first quarter from left to right. Back to receive is K.J. Davis, a senior running back for Raleigh County. Again, it is the Falcons and the Blue Jays. And thanks for hanging with us here tonight. Middle puts the right hand up and approaches, and we are underway. A high short kick near side. It is caught at the 20-yard line and immediately drops, and nothing on the return. That was Harper Schmelsley in coverage who made the tackle. It was a loss of two on the return. It'll be first and 10 at the 18-yard line for Raleigh County.
Their offense is going to come out here, Brandon. This is where we just talked about it here in the pregame. The offense, they got to start out hot here in this game against Sabetha. You're looking for at least maybe 3-4 yards on this first play.
So Raleigh County, again, the offense led by junior quarterback Eli Harmison. He's in the shotgun formation by himself. They go quads near side right, and he will throw left, and it is caught near the first down stick, and it is a first down out to the 30 for a gain of 12 yards, and that one is caught by Jake Lambert. So just like that, a pitch and catch at 12 yards and a first down. Good throw there by Eli Harmison. Good coverage there by the Blue Jays, but that is a good opening play and a first down for Raleigh County. So first and 10 at the 30, just getting going, no score. And we'll send a man in motion. That is Brett Hopper, the tight end, stands left on the line of scrimmage. Now this is Sam Allen, the running back, who spins away from a tackle, gets to the outside, and what was a negative play from the jump turns into about a 5 or 6 yard gain out to the 36-yard line. They'll get him for six. Again, a nice run right there for the running back, Sam Allen. So second and four, they're already across the 35 now to the 36. Sam Allen last week against Royal Valley ran for 134 yards. On 24 carries, also found the end zone. The Falcons are moving here early. Second down and four at their own 36, moving left to right. Pistol set, three in the backfield scattered around Harmison. They will fake to Davis, and they throw it in the flat, and it's incomplete. Intended for Allen out of the backfield. And now a third and short medium coming up here, third and fourth at 36.
And you could see that when he first got the ball and was getting ready to throw it, it looked like he wanted to go Lambert on the slant. Lambert just not looking for the ball, so he just pitched it to the running back.
Third down and four. Last week in that win over Riley County, they were outgained. They had more turnovers, yet they were still able to find a victory against the Panthers. Third down and four at their own 36. Another quad set to the near side right. They throw it quickly. It is caught across the 40 for a first down out to the 43 for a gain of 7 yards. And that is Hopper on the reception, the tight end. And another first down here for Riley County. They got a nice drive going here. Big third down conversion. And they got first and 10 at the 43. As we are not even 2 minutes into this opening quarter. First drive. Shotgun set here for Harmison. Threw for just 103 yards last week. He's already completed two passes here on the opening drive. It will go to Sam Allen, the junior, over the left side. Not much. Falls forward to the 44 for a gain of one. And you know the strength of this Sabetha defense is up front on the defensive line, especially right in the middle. When you got guys like Jacob and Josh Brim, Tyler Middle, Christian McAfee, a lot of big bodies in there. They give it a short two for Sam Allen, so it's second down and eight, ball between the 44 and the 45. Man in motion, that's Hopper to the near side to right where they got trips set up, bunched up. And now Harmison may be changing the play at the line of scrimmage here. Lone receiver left, in shotgun sets. They dump it to Allen here, and converging quickly and not much at all. Late flag is thrown. Tackle made by Tyler Minold. Might have been a loss of a yard, but again, a flag is thrown as the tackle was being made. So our first penalty at 9:36 left here, opening quarter. Riley County had six penalties for 56 yards last week, and they're looking over here at the Blue Jays sideline at head coach Garrett Michael, so it looks like it's going against the Falcons.
You wonder if maybe this is an illegal man downfield, possibly.
They call a blindside block. So that is a 15-yard penalty. So from second and eight, it moves to second and long, and that takes a lot of air out of this opening drive. Still got second down, but now a long way to go. You had converted a couple first downs, and you had some momentum, but that is a big penalty for Riley County.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about in the pregame. A team like Riley County, you're going up against the best, that you can't have stuff like that. Because now you're second down and 23 yards to go for first down.
Yeah.
Obviously, you still got a couple downs to work with, but you got to get at least half of that back here.
See if they can get a chunk of it back. It is second and 23. They need a Sabetha 47 for a first down. They're all the way back at their own 30. Harmison to throw, and it's incomplete. But would have got the penalty yards back. It was underthrown to K.J. Davis, kind of a wide receiver running back hybrid, and now third and a long mile to go. K.J. Davis, four carries for just 9 yards last week in that win over Royal Valley, but they do like to look for him in the slot as well. Well, what do you do here? Third and 23 at your own 30. 9:20 left to go opening quarter. First drive of the game, no score. They will go quads left, a single man lone right. Harmison in the gun by himself. Takes a helmet high snap, converged on quickly. Has some room, throws it down the field, and it's incomplete. And what would have been a first down to Jace Woodard is through his hands at about the 45 of Sabetha. That was a really nice play by Eli Harmison to break the pressure and throw a really good ball where, boy, Woodard really only had the only shot to get it, and it was right in his hands. And now the Falcons, after some momentum on that drive, forced to punt. Colin Minold back to receive, also Marcus Bauman for the Blue Jays. So the Falcons, again, that blindside block penalty absolutely killing this opening drive. So Sabetha will look to get their first possession here of the ball game. Pretty good punt from left to right. Bauman runs up on it, and he's drilled right at the 40. Kind of a dangerous play, but Jake Lambert nicely done in coverage. But that is a punt, and now Sabetha has their first drive of the game. As, again, 9:08 to go in this opening quarter, no score. Right at their own 40-yard line. So pretty good field position for this Blue Jays offense that has been solid, averaging 33 points per game. They ran for nearly 320 yards last week. Kramer, the quarterback. And the first carry is to McAfee, and he is just grinding bodies up to the 49 for a gain of 9. How often do you see, again, Christian McAfee in the backfield taking handoffs? Right up near midfield, near side hash. Blue Jays going from right to left here in the first half. Second down and 1 after a 9-yard carry by Christian McAfee. You got Menold and Chase Fry back there as well. McAfee again. Menold now in motion to the right side. They go right back to McAfee. Bowls his way into Riley County territory to the 44 for a gain of 5 and a first down. So 2 carries for McAfee, 14 yards, and a quick first down for the Blue Jays. And they ran 62 offensive plays at Minneapolis last week. 397 yards of offense, 318 of it was on the ground. Mitchell Kramer, the junior quarterback, under center, takes the snap. They go to Colin Menold this time. What a monster game last week. Gobbled up quickly inside the 45 to about the 43. So for Colin Menold, he will get about 2.5. Not much there. Call it a short 3. Colin last week, 27 carries for 175 yards and a touchdown. He has been the workhorse back, according to Garrett Michael, so far this season. McAfee in motion. They go to Fry this time. His first carry, he spun down and somehow was able to stay on his feet for at least another yard or two to the 40. Again, not much. Good play up front by the Falcons defensive line. It's a 3-yard gain for Chase Fry, and it's third down.
Yeah, and if you're Riley County, your defense, you got to get a big stop here if you want to, you know, keep the Bethesda's offense at bay, if you will. But you got to think this is 4-down territory for the Blue Jays.
7:25 clock moving. No score first quarter. Kramer under center takes the snap. And they go to Fry, and he's gobbled up immediately for a gain of just 2. Andy Anstatt, the sophomore defensive lineman, with a nice tackle, and it's going to bring up 4th down and a short 3. So a 4th down here in this opening quarter. We're 5 minutes in. No score. Big chance for the Falcons defense to get off the field. Sabetha breaks the huddle quickly. Kramer takes the snap. They go to Colin Menold, and he's not going to get there. He needed 3. He got just 1, and it's a turnover on downs. How about the Falcons coming out strong defensively here in this opening quarter? So Riley County gets a monster stop and will take over. Pretty good field position at their own 38-yard line. We got 6:50 left here in the opening quarter. No score. So second offensive possession of the game for Riley County. A 2-by-1 set. The tight end tucked up right. Harmison in the gun. Throws it to the flat. It is caught. That is Davis. Breaks away from a tackle and gets all the way to the 45. It is a gain of 7 yards. You see this Falcons team, they are throwing it early. A third separate player to make a catch already, 3 of 6, 26 yards for Harmison here in the first quarter.
And they're doing a pretty good job of finding the open guy. Again, you know, 5-6 yards a play, that's going to get you a first down after a couple of plays every time.
2 wide receivers split to the left side. Hopper the tight end, tucked up left. Harmison takes the snap, standing inside his own 30, has to break away from a defender, now standing tall, has some time, throws across the middle. It is incomplete. Once again, right in the hands of the junior wideout, Jace Woodard, dropped inside the Sabetha 45. Good coverage as well in the back end, and it's going to bring up 3rd down and 4. So a chance here for the Blue Jays to get a stop. Ball near side hash. Falcons moving from left to right. No score here halfway through this opening quarter. They need the 48 for a first down. 4 tucked up to the right side. Far man left, a lone receiver. They throw it here to the near side, incomplete. High throw right at midfield, intended for Woodard again, and it brings up 4th down and 4.
It looks like they're going to bring their punting unit on.
So So it does look like they switch a lot of bodies here. And this is Ryland Woodward, a sophomore. Brett Hopper is the long snapper. No score halfway through the opening quarter. Second punt for Riley County will end like the first one with a punt. And a pretty good one here from left to right. Bauman chasing it, makes an over-the-shoulder catch at the 15, has some room on the sideline, gets away from one tackle at the 25, stutters down the sideline, a flag is thrown. He gets all the way out past the 35 to the 36, but we'll check the penalty flag. Very good return by Marcus Bauman, but this could be coming back. We'll see. Just the second penalty of the game so far. First one was against Riley County, which killed their first drive. It was a 15-yard blindside block penalty. And everything's pointing towards this penalty going against Sabetha, but we'll see. And it is a hold on the return. So a good return again for Marcus Bauman, but take some of that off. It's a holding penalty, first of the night for Sabetha. So out past the 30, now this penalty is half the distance to the goal, and the official is still going back, and it's going to be first and 10 at their own 7-yard line. Goodness me. So Sabetha back to work. No score over the halfway mark here. Opening quarter. Their second possession. First give here is to Minold, and not much to the right side. Maybe a yard and that's it. It is very early, Logan, but right now, Riley County does not look intimidated at all on either side of the ball.
Well, and I think, again, we talked about it in the pregame. Your deal with Coach Michael alluded to it. Look who they've played. They played some great competition to get ready for a game like this.
Kramer hands it off here. This is a nice shimmy by Chase Fry to get across the 15 to the 17. That's a big gain of about 7 or 8, depending on the spot. It'll bring up third down and a very manageable 2 yards to go. Or correction, third and one. So for Fry, it was a gain of 8 yards. Third down and one. The 16-yard line for Sabetha. And they go to Colin Minold, bouncing off one and needing one. He might have got one and a football length, so just enough for the first down. And Colin Minold able to move the sticks. Under 5 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. No score. Riley County and Sabetha. Blue Jays number two ranked in Class 2A. They have been from the jump, trailing the defending champs in Big 7 League foe, Nemaha Central. Mitchell Kramer under center once again, first and 10 at the 19-yard line. Another run for Colin Minold. Actually, it's a play action. McAfee was wide open at the 35. They had me for a second. And that would have been about a 15-yard gain if it was thrown just a little bit shorter. McAfee's a long frame, but Kramer just throwing it a little too high. It's incomplete. And Sabetha only averaging about 65, 70 yards roughly passing per game. Kramer's certainly been efficient when they have had to throw it. Here is Chase Fry on the carry, and he is hit immediately and dropped. He'll get maybe a yard or two to the 22-yard line. Give him two, and it's third down and 8. So we see the balance. Chase Fry has 4 carries. Colin Minold has 4 carries. We saw 2 early carries by McAfee. But the carries have been pretty minimum.
Yeah. I say it's not every day you see a team stopping Sabetha's run game for this long.
Big third down here. Ball at the 22-yard line. It's going to be a toss. This is Fry trying to get to the outside, and he gets nowhere. The Falcons are swarming to the football. And Fry gets a yard, and that's it. Maybe two. We'll call it a 2-yard gain. Nonetheless, fourth down and 6, and the Blue Jays set to punt it away. And this should be pretty good field position for Riley County. They got a couple guys back near midfield to return. Under the 3.5-minute mark of this opening quarter. And a botched snap, and just able to get it away, Chase Fry. And then he got blasted on the play by Brogan Hsu, a senior defensive lineman, but just got it away. But this is going to be excellent field position.
And Chase Fry was wanting a flag for getting hit. The reason why the refs didn't get him on Brandon is because of the fact that he bobbled the snap.
That is right. Yeah, he dropped it, and they will get it at the Sabetha 40-yard line.
If it's a clean snap and he doesn't let it hit the ground, he might get the flag on that.
Well, we've had four possessions, two between each side, three punts and a turnover on downs, and the best starting field position for Riley County. First and 10 at the Sabetha 40. Here is Harmison, the junior, taking a snap, rolling to his right, looking downfield, fires, caught inside the 30 and out of bounds. Inside the 30 to the 28, it's a gain of 12 yards, and that was Jake Lambert, and a first down. Officially now an 11-yard gain, they put it at the 29. Two catches now for 23 yards for Jake Lambert. First and 10 for the Falcons, inside the Sabetha 30. Going from left to right, ball near side hash, they put Trips lined up left. Running back left side of Harmison is Sam Allen. Another rollout here. Harmison looking. Little pump fake, flag is thrown. This is probably coming back. And the pass is incomplete near the sideline to KJ Davis. But again, the flag thrown in the vicinity of holding, expecting this one to probably come back for 10. And that is the second penalty against the Falcons. This one for 10 yards. And they will replay first down. But again, that could be a back-breaking penalty. We'll see. You had had it inside the Sabetha 30. Now you lose 10, and it goes back to the 39. You know it's four-down territory.
But the good thing is it's still only first down instead of second.
Right. So after the 10-yard penalty, second one against the Falcons, first down and 20 at the Sabetha 39-yard line, 3:05 to go opening quarter, no score. Harmison so far has already thrown eight passes here in the first quarter. He's completed four for 36 yards. Harmison takes a good snap, looks left, now has to get away from some trouble. Boy, he is elusive. He's going to run inside the 35, tackled and spun down at the 30. Harmison has got some wheels, and he gains nine, so nearly the penalty yards back, and it'll bring up second down and 11 on a nice run again by Eli Harmison. Chase Fry, the stop for Sabetha. It's second down and 11, all between the 31 and the 30-yard line. Clock moving now at 2.5 minutes to go opening quarter. Fifth possession of the game, still no score. We have seen three punts and a turnover on downs. Harmison in the gun, Allen the running back, sidecar left. A 2x2 set, tucked right, and also tucked left. Harmison got some time. Stands tall, but is able to barely get it away and avoid the sack. And that was Caleb Minold, the senior. Got in there and ripped down Harmison. Fortunately, could have been a lot worse there. It's just an incomplete pass. And it brings up third down and long. So third down and 11 for the Falcons at the Sabetha 30-yard line with 2:12 to go in this opening quarter. No score between the two. Harmison threw just 14 pass attempts in the win last week against Royal Valley. He's already thrown for 9 attempts here in the opening quarter. Spins it in his hand. They're going to take a shot near side, looking towards the pylon. Incomplete. Ball was thrown a little strong. Intended for Jace Woodard, and now 4th down and 11. They have looked for Woodard, I believe, about 4 times now. They have not been able to hook up yet. So a big play here. 4th down and 11 at the Sabetha 30. Again, a penalty on this drive could be backbreaking. You need to get to roughly the 19-yard line of Sabetha for the first down. So another big play late in this opening quarter. Harmison in the gun. Allen to the left. Hopper is the tight end left. Two more receivers left. A man lone right, which is Woodard. Picks the snap, fires down the middle of the field, and it's dropped by Woodard inside the 10. Man, that could have been a walk-in touchdown for the Falcons, and it's dropped by Woodard. What a throw by Harmison. Man, when you're playing the best, you can't make mistakes like that. Boy, Harmison has looked really strong in this opening quarter. He's had multiple balls that have been dropped by his receivers.
Yeah, your point, Brandon, that was a walk-in touchdown there for the Falcons. And we thought, brought it up, can't hurt yourself against a team like Spezza.
Well, it could have been a touchdown, and now Minold on the first run of this possession jumps out to the 40-yard line right at the first down stick. Best run of the night for Sabetha. Is it enough? It is not. It'll be second down and about a half yard to go. And there's a first down run for Chase Fry, dragging a couple bodies to the Riley County 49-yard line for a gain of 11 yards and a first down.
Now, looks like Spezza's offense starting to kind of find a rhythm here.
Yeah, a couple plays of back-to-back runs of about 9 for Minold and 11 there for Chase Fry. They work quickly. Late first quarter, they go back to Fry. This time, bottled up quickly, gets to the 45, maybe the 46. They'll give him 3. Final minute 15. Clock moving. First quarter. No score. Riley County here at Sabetha. This is the third possession of the game so far for the Blue Jays. They have turned it over on downs and have also punted it away. Here's Minold trying to pull his way over the right guard and Easton Bradbury, and he falls forward to the 43 for a gain of 3. It'll bring up third down and 3. Big third down here for the Falcons defense and what could be the final play of the first quarter. Under 40 seconds and counting. Third down and 3 just outside the Riley County 40. And right up the middle, it's Colin Minold who falls inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. It is enough for a first down. He needed 3 and Minold gets 5. Stops the clock at 30 seconds to go, but first and 10 for Sabetha inside the Riley County 40. Ball closer to the near side hash. Blue Jays working from right to left. Good first down run again inside the 35. That was Chase Fry, who gets 6 yards, and that's going to probably be the final play of this opening quarter. Final 2 seconds will run off, and that will take us to the end of the first quarter. And Riley County hanging tough. Blue Jays have their best drive going here. There is no score between the Falcons and the Blue Jays. Second quarter coming your way next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tamman alongside Logan Bitterman. We got Mike with the camera for the Sabetha Channel. Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer. Starting the second quarter here, Blue Jays driving. Now going left to right. No score against Riley County. It'll be second down and about 4 or 5. And play action. Kramer looking across the middle. It's caught inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. It's a gain of 13 yards. And that was Kyler Winger on the reception there. Again, 13. That's the first completion of the night for Kramer. And moving quickly now inside the red zone. And a run to the left side. Not much there. Cole Hinton on the carry. The gain of about 3 yards for Hinton. That's his first carry of the night. Just getting going. Second quarter. No score. Blue Jays driving, though. They have it second down and 7 at the Riley County 16. Kramer under center. They go to Menold, left guard, breaks away, busting through some tackles, and gets inside the 5. It'll be first down and goal. Gain of 12 for Colin Menold. That's just following the big bodies up front, and now first and goal at the 4. Blue Jays knocking at the door. It's been a slow start, but they're trying to find the end zone for the first time. Sabetha under center with Kramer. Takes the snap. It's Chase Fry over the right guard. He's trying to fight for an extra yard or two. He'll get to about the 2 for a gain of 2. It'll bring up second down and goal. Carries are pretty much split here so far between Fry and Menold. Fry's got 9 for 39. Menold 8 for 36. Second down and goal for Sabetha at the 2-yard line. We're under 11 minutes to go here until halftime. Riley County's played tough, but the Blue Jays knocking at the door. Kramer under center. They go to Fry. Left side lowers the head close to the end zone. Blue Jays touchdown. It is Chase Fry who scored 2 last week, and he finds the end zone for the first TD here tonight. 10:28 to go until halftime. Blue Jays take the early 6-0 lead. So finally, we find some points. It is a short drive. And we'll line up for the extra points. Kick is on the way by Nate Menold, and it is good. Blue Jays with a 7-0 lead at 10:28 to go in the second quarter. Step aside for a timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Who you gonna call? MCR Towing. That's right. MCR Towing is who you want to call for all motorcycle needs. Armed with an enclosed trailer, winch, and the right training, we will terminate your fears for your motorcycle by turning your nightmare into another great story to add to the books. Who are you going to call? Let there be no doubt in your mind. MCR Towing, 785-459-2500.
Kansaland Radio.
At Drive Summary, presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. It is a short touchdown drive of 31 yards for the Blue Jays. They went from the latter end of the first quarter to the early portions of the second quarter. It was finished off by Chase Fry, a 2-yard touchdown run over the left guard. Extra point was good, and the Blue Jays lead the Falcons here 7-0, about 10 and a half minutes to go here in the first half. Absolutely gorgeous night. Homecoming evening here for Sabetha. There is the kickoff by Menold, taken by K.J. Davis at the 15. He gets across the 20 and to the 23 for a gain of 8 on that return. And Riley County trailing for the first time tonight, back here with their opening possession of the second quarter. Now the Falcons will move from right to left. Harmison has had a good first half. They had what potentially could have been a walk-in touchdown that was a drop pass by Jace Woodard on fourth and long in that first quarter. They've also had a couple of key penalties as well that has hurt them here in the first half. Here's a toss to Allen, left side. McAfee hits him, nowhere to go. And that's going to be a loss of a yard by Sam Allen. And Christian McAfee, the first team all-league selection at D-end a year ago, making a nice play. And that defensive front is just massive for the Blue Jays. They got a lot of big bodies, and McAfee is super athletic, especially on the outside. You got, of course, we've seen Caleb Menold make a nice play. He almost got a sack in the first quarter. Tyler Menold up there as well. Dalton Roeke in at linebacker along with Fry. Just a lot of athletes on that field. Here's Harmison back to pass across the middle and nearly picked off by McAfee. Talking about the athleticism, nearly jumped up at the line. and ripped it down, but it's going to be incomplete. It brings up third and 11. Right when we call his name, he nearly makes a big play. So now third down and 11 here for the Falcons. 7-0 Blue Jays, 9:37 to go until halftime. Touchdown run by Chase Fry from 2 yards out, the lone score in the game to this point. Armisen needs to make a play. He's had multiple drops by his receivers here in the first half. They go trips right. He'll roll that way. Holds it at the right hip. Has some time. Pump fakes. Now throws it across his body. It is caught for a first down all the way to the 46-yard line. And that one is caught by Woodard for a gain of 24 yards. On third down and 11, boy, give credit to Eli Harmison. We've seen him make some pretty good plays here in the first half, and he scrambles and finds Woodard for a 24-yard pickup and a first down. Ball at the 46. Another good snap here to Harmison in the gun. Rifles it down the middle of the field, and it's dropped again by Woodard.
Yeah, that's like four or five now that he's dropped eight. Two of them pretty close, a little hard to try to get, but at least three of them now that he's right in his hands and just drops it.
Woodard could have had that walk-in touchdown on 4th and 11 from the 30.
Possibly could have just had another one.
And he was out in front and behind the Sabetha DBs. Boy, we've seen Harmison make some really good throws.
Just got to get some catches.
Yeah, no doubt. Very impressed with the Riley County quarterback here so far in this game. But 9-11 to go in the half. 7-0, second down and 10, shy of midfield. Now he's going to roll out to his left. He's being chased quickly, needs to do something, throws it, and it's going to be incomplete. Looking for K.J. Davis. A little bit of a low throw, but running him down was a big body in Caleb Mennell, so he had to get rid of that one quickly.
Yeah, and it's actually interesting. If you look at the Sabetha defense on this drive, Brandon, Harmison, when he wants to throw, he has thrown from the pocket, but he wants to scramble. So best way to do that? Sabetha, they took Josh and Jacob Grimm both out and put speed in for size to try to get to the quarterback.
Trying to contain it, no doubt. He is a very athletic quarterback, and he can certainly move around in the pocket. He did have a 9-yard rush in the first quarter, so he can certainly break away and make some plays. Another big third down. They just converted on third and 10 just a moment ago on this drive. Now Harmison's going to take a shot deep down the right side. Woodard again and incomplete. Marcus Bauman, Colin Menold in on coverage. I think it would have been out of bounds anyways if it was caught. But nonetheless, it's going to bring up fourth down. That was the 16th pass attempt here in the first half already. Harmison threw just 14 all game against Royal Valley. So you see the game plan here. They're not running the ball very much.
Yeah, they want to try to throw that football. And they've had plays where they easily could have got, you know, 20 yards or more, even just walking touchdowns on a couple now, but just can't secure the catch.
This will be another punt for Riley County, and this is a low screamer. And we'll take a Falcons bounce. Gets all the way inside the 20, and somehow it does roll and stop at the 20-yard line. So they were able to get a third down conversion on that drive, but ultimately not much after that. And the Falcons, again now, have a punt on their opening drive, a punt on their second drive, a turnover on downs on their third drive, and a punt here on their fourth drive. But they have been able to move the ball at times. Again, their receivers have dropped a few from Harmison. But Sabetha with a 7-0 lead, 8:49 to go in the first half. Get the ball back, now moving left to right. They run option left, pitch to Chase Fry, and he's hit right back at the line of scrimmage. Ryland Woodward, a sophomore who had 12 total tackles last week, lowers the shoulder, hits Fry at the knees, and takes him down for a gain of about a half yard. They run the option left, and that time just not much there. Good read by that sophomore linebacker in Woodward. Second down and a long nine. Ball between the 20 and the 21-yard line. Approaching 8 minutes to go until halftime. Sabetha leading 7-0. A 2-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry at the beginning of this quarter. Another run to the right side up near the 25 to the 24, maybe, depending on the spot. It was Fry again. They'll get him to the 25 for a gain of 4. So it's going to bring up third down. Third down and maybe a long 5, short 6. Big opportunity here for the Falcons to get off the field. Riley County entering this game, giving up nearly 22 points per game. They have played well here in the first half. Blue Jays have a 7-0 lead. They go to Colin Mendel, busting away. He's got a first down up to the 35. It's a gain of 10. He broke away from one, and that's the athleticism and the workhorse style that we have seen from Colin Mendel this season. Runs it off the left tackle and gets up to the 35 for a gain of 10. Both Fry and Mendel right now have 46 yards apiece here in the first half. Got a good balance between the two. Again, Mendel ran for a 175 and a touchdown in the win last week. Fry found the end zone twice a week ago, and he's got the lone touchdown here tonight. Kramer back to pass, looks here inside to the flat, incomplete. Looking for Nate Mendel in the flat. That'll bring up second down and 10. Just the third pass attempt for Sabetha here in the first half. Kramer just 1 for 3 for 13 yards. Clock stop, 7:15 left, second quarter. Blue Jays 7, Falcons nothing. Blue Jays undefeated at 4-0. Falcons came in at 2-2. Class 2A District 4 matchup. Right now, it's on a collision course between the Blue Jays and the Thunder in this district. But Riley County giving Sabetha a heck of a game so far here in the first half. Mendel again over the right guard to the 39 for a gain of maybe a long 3, short 4. They will call it a 4-yard pickup. Third down and 6 yards to go. They're at the 39. They need the 45 for a first down. They converted on 3rd and 5 earlier this drive. Kramer under center. They go right back to Mendel. He's hit immediately and dropped by Brett Hopper. And a yard to the 40, and that's it for Mendel. It's going to bring up 4th and 5.
It looks like Sabetha's going to punt.
So Sabetha also being able to move the ball at times, but both defenses are playing really well here in this first half. And it will be Chase Fry in punt formation, standing at his own 30, approaching the halfway point of this second period. Blue Jays have a 7-0 lead, and now the Falcons might have jumped offsides. Oh, boy, would this be a monster penalty. It's going to be offsides, and that is probably going to result in a first down. That is a back-breaking penalty for the Falcons. My goodness. On 4th down and 5, the absolute last thing you could have done was jump off sides, and that's exactly what the Falcons do in the Blue Jays offense back on the field.
Especially because you were getting the ball back only down 1 score. Now you give Sabetha another first down, give him a chance to run more clock, possibly score again before halftime. They do, you got to remember, they get the ball after half as well.
So 1st down and 10, a fresh set of life here, and not much left side run for Colin Mendel. He will get 2 to the 48. And it's 2nd down and 8, just shy of midfield. But now if you're Sabetha, can you take advantage of the mistake?
Yeah.
Falcons have made multiple mistakes here in the first half. They've had a drop touchdown. They've had multiple key penalties. Yet they're only down 7-0. Here's a pitch, right side. I believe this is Aiden Lang who gets spun down at the 45 of Riley County for a gain of 7. That was Aiden Lang on the carry, his first touch here tonight. So 3rd down and a manageable 1 yard to go. Blue Jays in Riley County territory at the 45. They move left to right here in the second period. Just passed out the 5 minutes to go until halftime. Again, Blue Jays the 7-0 lead on a 2-yard touchdown run by Chase Fry. They will split Bauman out single left. They go Mendel right up the middle. He's got the first down and a touch more to the 40 for a gain of about 4. Gain of 4 there for Mendel, and it is a first down run. Well, if the Blue Jays go down and score, remember the Blue Jays won the toss, deferred, so they would get the ball to start the second half. And depending, there's a lot of game to play, but if the Blue Jays hold on to win, obviously a lot of things you can look at. But, man, that offsides penalty on that 4th down could be backbreaking. Here is McAfee, right side, tripped up. Nice play by Sam Allen to keep him at the shoestrings there. Minimal gain. to the 37-yard line, gain of 3. We saw McAfee get the first two carries of the game, or at least the first two carries for the first drive for the Blue Jays. Haven't seen him touch it since, but that's his third carry, gains 3. Second down and 7. Outside the Raleigh County 35, under 4 minutes now to go until halftime. Kramer goes right back to middle, head of steam, just a dive play up the middle. Inside the 35, they'll get him to the 34. Minimal gain of just about 2, maybe 3. And third and manageable, about 3rd and 3 coming up. 59 yards now in the first half here for Colin Minold. Fry has run for 46. But this is the Sabetha team we know. They can grind it, get 4, 5, 6 yards a carry, take a lot of time off the clock, but a big third down here. They go to Minold. He's got a first down, busted through, 25-20, and is ripped up inside the 15-yard line. A touchdown-saving tackle, but to the 14 for a gain of 20 yards. Colin Minold busting the longest run of the first half. He's up to 79 yards here now in this opening half, and now first down and 10 inside the Raleigh County 15. Super elusive there. And now the Blue Jays in business as we're approaching the final 3 minutes of the half. First down and 10 at the 14-yard line. And they'll go to Chase Fry. Simple dive play. Can't get away from a couple defenders. Maybe 2. So a good balance here in the first half with Fry and Colin Minold. A short 2. 2nd and 8 from the 12. Under 2:45, clock moving here, second quarter. Blue Jays 7, Falcons nothing. But the Blue Jays knocking at the door here late in this first half.
Yeah, and this is the worst-case scenario for Raleigh County. Obviously, you give up a touchdown here. Again, how much time do you have to try to counter in the first half before Spezza gets it to start second half?
So second down and 8, the Raleigh County 12. Kramer under center. They fake a toss. Now wants to roll left. He's being chased. He'll keep it himself. He's blasted at the 5 right near the first down marker. And let's see if it's enough for the first down. He needed 8. And it looks like the far side official saying that he is going to be short. Needed 8, got 1. Or excuse me, needs 1 now. He got 7 there on the scramble. Chasing him down was Eli Cias, a senior defensive lineman. But he's hit and dropped at the 5. It's 3rd down and 1. 1:45, clock moving. Minold and Fry, I formation. McAfee tucked up right side. They just run the little quarterback sneak to the 4, and it's going to be 1st and goal for the Blue Jays. All reliable, the quarterback sneak on 3rd and 1. 1st down and goal. For the Blue Jays, a minute 35 remaining in the half. Again, this drive continued after an offsides penalty against the Falcons on 4th and 5 when the Blue Jays were set to punt it away. And now the Blue Jays have taken up a hefty chunk. This drive started at 8:49 remaining in the quarter. And we're down under a minute and a half, and they're knocking at the door. 1st and goal at the 4. Kramer under center. They go to Minold this time. He busts into the end zone untouched for the Blue Jays touchdown. The monster season continues for the senior running back. Touchdown a week ago and another touchdown here. This one from 4 yards out. Blue Jays 13, Falcons nothing at 1:12 left in the first half. Well, the Blue Jays capitalize, and that offsides penalty, an absolute killer for the Falcons. Blue Jays are a team that can take advantage of mistakes. Nate Minold's kick up and good. A minute 12 remaining until halftime. Blue Jays take up a good chunk of the quarter and find the end zone. It's Colin Minold from 4 yards out. PAT is good. 14-0 our score. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Kansaland Radio.
4-yard touchdown by Colin Mennell. This drive summary presented by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them at WilsonTireKS.com. A 7-minute, 37-second drive after the Blue Jays were about to punt on 4th and 5, but an offsides penalty kept the drive alive, and they capitalized with an 80-yard touchdown drive. Again, 7-plus minutes off the clock. 4-yard run by Colin Mennold. 14-0 Blue Jays with just a minute 12 left. And the kickoff is dropped, picked up here by K.J. Davis, and he's just trying to dance away, hang on to the ball. And now the ball, I think, came out late. It'll be down by contact, but not good field position here. Good coverage by the Blue Jays. It'll be 1st and 10 for Riley County at about the 15-yard line.
The good thing, if you're Riley County, you still have a minute and 4 seconds.
And they've been throwing it all game so far.
He's been throwing it phenomenal. He just got to get his receivers to catch it. And they have all three timeouts.
Yeah, they've had maybe 4 or 5 legit drops. And Harmison has made some really good throws in the first half. Harmison 5 of 16 for 60 yards. But again, his receivers have not helped him, including what would have been a drop touchdown on 4th and 10 in the first quarter. And here's a pass that's caught by Hopper. And then he is blasted by Brody Dieters, but he gets all the way up to the 30-yard line for a gain of 15. And a first down, so they are quickly trying to move up on the ball. Second catch for Hopper in the first half. Quickly on the line, 1st and 10 at the 30. Harmison takes the snap, throws it to the right side, caught by Allen, and he runs out of bounds. He gets up to the 37 for a gain of 7.
Good thing about getting out of bounds there. Again, stops the clock. You keep all three of your timeouts.
First catch for Allen out of the backfield. Second down. They will give it a gain of 6 officially. So second down and 4 at the 37-yard line. 48.9 seconds to go. Riley County down 14-0, but trying to get some momentum before halftime. Harmison standing tall, now rolling to his right. Has to get rid of it, and he spun down, and it's going to be a sack. It's Tyler Mennold who chases him down, and he goes all the way back to the 30 for a loss of 7. So the sack again by Tyler Mennold. And that's a mistake by Harmison. He could have thrown it away and out of bounds, but instead he's going to lose, I think, officially 6 yards back to the 31. But now it's 3rd and long, 40 seconds to go in the half. Harmison, 7 of 18 for 81 yards. That's the first sack he has taken here in this game. 3rd down and 9. Harmison takes the snap. Instead, they just give it to the running back, Allen, and this might be the final play. He'll gain 2, so they're content on taking this thing to halftime. That was just the 6th run play. And let's see. It looks like the Blue Jays are going to burn a timeout. They have 35 seconds to go, and they will. So they're going to force Riley County to punt it away.
Now we might get to see a Sabetha passing offense here in the first half, because Sabetha's got all 3 timeouts. Well, 2 timeouts now. But
so they were able to get 1 first down on that drive, but then Harmison takes a sack. Tyler Mennold credited for that quarterback sack. And then they just ran it on 3rd down, thinking maybe we'll just take it to half. But Garrett Michael says, hang on now. We got 35 seconds. We're going to call a timeout, make you punt it back to us, and try to put a little more pressure on you.
Now, biggest thing for Sabetha, you take the time out there to try to keep the little clock so you can get the ball back, see if you can maybe pass one, you know, get a deep shot type of thing. If you're the return man, Colin Mennold, Marcus Bauman for the Blue Jays, the biggest thing here, catch the football. Because if that ball hits the ground and goes even farther on Riley County gets a good bounce off of it, you might not get a shot.
You got a pretty good pair of hands back there, Colin Mennold and Marcus Bauman, standing roughly at about their own 30-yard line. So here's the snap. Woodward's punt, a low liner, and Mennold is just going to stay away from it, and it's going to settle at the 34-yard line where it's down there. So Sabetha, at their own 34, have 25 seconds to go. They have 2 timeouts and a 14-0 lead. Both touchdowns here in the second quarter. Chase Fry from 2 yards out, and then Colin Mennold on that last drive from 4 yards out. Riley County has played tough. Again, the storyline for them, they've had multiple drops, including a potential touchdown in the first quarter, as this is going to be a design quarterback draw for Kramer. A flag is thrown. It's a gain of 10 near the first down marker, but this one could be coming back. We will check the penalty. Sabetha has only committed one penalty here in the first half. And this one could take away a 10-yard gain, and it will be a hold. There's just 19 seconds remaining now in the half, and now you take a hold, and it's going to take you back 10 yards, first and long, from the spot to the 29. So roughly first and 15 now for the Blue Jays again, but just 19 seconds remaining in this half. Kramer takes the snap, throws across the middle. This one is caught. And a gain of about 11 yards. That'll be Kyler Winger again. So depending on the spot, it will be a gain of 11. And there's just 12 seconds to go. Sabetha still has two timeouts. I don't think they used one here. So the clock is stopped. But Winger got out of bounds. I believe that's why it stopped. So second down and 4, the 41, 12 seconds to go. Ball at the Sabetha 41, and now the snap gets over Kramer's head. He picks it up, and now it's just running for dear life to the near side. Now takes a shot downfield, and it is incomplete for McAfee at the 30. And that was in his hands. Heck of a throw on the run by Mitchell Kramer, and McAfee might have had a chance there, but it's incomplete. Now just 3 seconds left. Going to be third down and 4 at the 41. Officially, 2.5 seconds remain. And now Riley County goes into prevent defense mode. They got about 4 DBs, about 25, 30 yards off the ball. Could see a draw play, maybe just a run play here. Sabetha will get the ball to start the second half. Menold. And they will just go ahead and take a knee. So that will take us to halftime. It was no score after one quarter, but the Blue Jays on back-to-back drives in the second quarter get a couple of short touchdown runs, one from Chase Fry, the other from Colin Menold. And at the end of the first half, it is 14-0 Sabetha. That is their lead over Riley County. Our halftime show is next, presented by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. We'll break down the first half. We'll go over some stats and some other scores from around the area. Number 2 ranked Sabetha, 14, Riley County, nothing. Back for our halftime show right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your vehicle needs a shower and a good cleaning, take it to AG's Car Wash. Located at Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha, open for business and ready to clean your ride. AG's Car Wash has 3 wand bays and an auto wash built to give your vehicle that new, squeaky, clean look. It's easy, convenient, in and out, and efficient. AG's Car Wash, Old Highway 75 and Main Street in Sabetha. Clean up your ride and have it looking like new today.
Dry conditions affect more than crops. Decreased forage production for grazing or hay can lead to paying more for feed or depopulating your livestock. Protect against forage losses now with pasture, rangeland, and forage coverage from Farmers Mutual Hail. Call Roy or Eric at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, your local FMH agent, to develop the best strategy for your farm. Deadline to sign up is December 1st. Call Roy or Eric today, 785-284-7611.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College, close to home, far from dead, highlandcc.edu. For more information, I'm Brandon. We got Logan, Mike with the Sabetha Channel, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer here in Sabetha at the half. Blue Jays with a 14-0 lead against Riley County in a Class 2A District 4 showdown. As we kind of break down this first half, both teams really struggling on offense in the first quarter. It was no score after the first 12 minutes. We exchanged a combination of punts and turnover on downs through the first five possessions. Riley County had a turnover on downs late in that first quarter, and on a 4th and 10 from the 30 of Sabetha, they probably would have had a walk-in touchdown on a drop touchdown pass by Jace Woodard, and then obviously a drop pass that would have led to a Riley County score. Ended up giving the ball right back to Sabetha at their own 31-yard line, and they were able to take it 69 yards on the touchdown drive and capitalize with a Chase Fry 2-yard touchdown run early second quarter, gave Sabetha the early 7-0 lead. And then after a Riley County punt, Sabetha got it back at their own 20 early on in the second quarter. And the Falcons defense looked like they were about to get the stop. It was 4th down and 5. Sabetha was set to punt it away, but an offsides penalty by the Falcons gave Sabetha a first down, and they would take advantage, taking up pretty much the remaining portion of the quarter. 7 minutes and 37 seconds, an 80-yard touchdown drive, 4-yard run by Colin Menold, 14-0. And then Riley County got one first down on that late second quarter drive. Sabetha called timeout, made Riley County punt. Sabetha got a big penalty there to kind of take away any momentum. But nonetheless, 14-0 our score here at the half. And, you know, if I tell you before the game starts, hey, Riley County, you're only down 2 scores here at halftime, you know, for the most part, I think most people on that side would probably take it and be like, okay, we're in this game against the number 2-ranked team in the state, but it doesn't feel that way the way it's played out. Again, you talk about the offsides penalty on 4th down, which led to that second touchdown drive. The Falcons had a walk-in touchdown in the first quarter, which would have given them an early lead. Harmison, their quarterback, has played really well. He gets on the run. He's thrown some dimes, but I think we've counted maybe 4 or 5 drops by his receivers in total. You know, that hasn't helped. So, you know, they've been able to move the ball, but they have certainly hurt themselves with mistakes. And Sabetha, they do what they do. They certainly can take advantage of your mistakes, and that's what they've done.
Yeah, and you brought it up, Brandon. The dropped passes for the Falcons of Riley County, and a lot of it, we've seen it, Jace Woodward just not being able to hold the ball. He just, as soon as it hits his hands, it almost gives you the impression that he's not really looking to catch, he's looking to run after the catch, and he's just not fully securing the ball. And you brought it up. Riley County's looking at it saying, hey, we're only down 2 scores against the number 2 team in 2A. You know, we might have a shot here in the second half. We just got to come out and keep doing what we're doing. We got to stop and get the ball back. But in all honesty, Riley County, when you look at this first half and how it played out, you could maybe make a case Riley County possibly should have the lead here. If not, at least has this thing tied up.
Or at least maybe 14-7, you
something,
know.
Something
least
of that nature. I mean, because like you said, Woodward had the walk-in touchdown here on the north end, and we saw it down here. He had his man beat step for step. The safety, would he have caught him?